Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been studying for the last, 3 weeks to a month, and we've went through 51 chapters so far. We're actually in the 51st chapter right as we speak. And the 51st chapter, and let's begin... Let's begin in verse 58, I believe. Let's go ahead and start there. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Jeremiah is prophesying against Babylon, and this has been something, an ongoing thing. The end of Babylon, literal Babylon, actually, Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian empire. The broad wall of Babylon will be completely raised. It will be destroyed, actually, is what he's trying to say here. And her high gates will be set on fire. And the people were that are in Babylon, actually, the whole Babylonian community is going to be destroyed. So the people will toil for nothing, actually. And the nation will become exhausted only with fire. The message which Jeremiah the prophet commanded, Seraiah, the son of Neriah, the grandson of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. Now, Seraiah was a quartermaster. So Jeremiah wrote in a single scroll all the calamity which would come upon Babylon. That is, all these words which have been written concerning Babylon. Then Jeremiah said to Seraiah, as soon as you come to Babylon, then see that you read all the words aloud. In other words, all the words that I prophesy, read them aloud in the ears, in the listening, in the hearing of the people. And you say, you, O Lord, have promised concerning this place to cut it off, that there will be nothing dwelling in it, whether man or beast, but it will be a perpetual desolation. And as soon as you finish reading the scroll, you will tie a stone to it and throw it in the middle of the Euphrates and say, just so Babylon sink, so shall Babylon sink down and not rise again, because of the calamity that I am going to bring upon her, and they will become exhausted. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Now, these words that he spoke, verse 59, Jeremiah could not visit Babylon, so he sent the message with Seraiah, the officer who caused, or actually, the officer who cared for the comforts of the army. Seraiah was probably Baruch's brother. That's in 32:12. And in the last of Jeremiah's message, we find again the two themes of God, sovereignty and his judgment. Babylon had been allowed to oppress the people of Israel, but Babylon itself would be judged for it. Although God brings good out of evil, he does not allow evil to remain unpunished. The wicked may succeed for a while, but resist the temptation to follow them. You may share in their judgment in the end. So it's something that God had prepared. For the Babylonian people and the empire to completely destroy it. And this is what happened. Now, there is a, as we mentioned yesterday, there is a spiritual Babylon that will arise and has arisen, and it will be judged as well. Now, spiritual Babylon will, as we mentioned, will fall in 1 hour. I believe that's what the book of the Revelation tells us that the spiritual Babylon will fall in 1 hour. Perhaps we will cover that in the next study. If we get into the book of the Revelation again, we've covered the book of the Revelation about, 10, 20 times. But maybe we'll get into it again. It's always good, and there's always a blessing when we read the book of the Revelation, because there's a blessing that comes with it, as we mentioned many times before. Now, let's get into the 52nd chapter of the fall of Jerusalem in chapter 52. This chapter provides more detail about the destruction of Jerusalem, recorded in chapter 39. Similar material is found in 2 Kings 24 and 18 and 25-21. This appendix shows that Jeremiah's prophecies concerning the destruction of Jerusalem and the Babylonian captivity happened just as he predicted. Now, we can always wonder about prophecy, but the prophetic power and accuracy of the Bible is second to none. The prophets and the accuracy of the prophecies are astounding. They're amazing to the natural mind. Now, for more information on Jeremiah's prophecies concerning the destruction, you can go over some of these former chapters again. And the Babylonian captivity happened just as he predicted. For more, there's more information on Zedekiah in chapter 30, on 39. In chapter 39, there's also Ribia is going to be mentioned here. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. Now, he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like all that Jehoiakim had done. For though the anger of the Lord, this came about in Jerusalem and Judah, until he cast them out from his presence, and Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, on the tenth day of the tenth month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, camped against it, and built a siege wall around it. So the city was under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine was so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then the city was broken in two, and all the men of war fled and went forth from the city at night by way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Though the Chaldeans were all around the city, and they went by way of the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they captured the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he passed sentence on him. The king of Babylon slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He killed the sons of Zedekiah while he was watching. And he also slaughtered all the princes of Judah in Riblah. you know, we think that there wasn't very much serious, wasn't a serious thing that happened, but this is very, very brutal things that Nebuchadnezzar had done. Then he blinded the eyes of Zedekiah and the king of Babylon, bound him with bronze fetters, and brought him to Babylon and put him in prison until the day of his death. Now, on the 10th day of the 5th month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the bodyguard who was in the service of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all of the houses in Jerusalem. Can you imagine that? You talk about, you know, war is hell. War is hell. And if we think that we can allow a communist country to come into this country and take over, this is what would happen right here. If the Chinese came into our country and invaded it, you can bank on it. This same thing would happen. They would burn churches. They would burn houses. They would destroy everything in their path. That's why you cannot allow someone like a communist, Marxist country to take over a free country. This is what happens, folks. This is exactly what happens. When they take over, it's just like the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs were someone and other people. They would, and anybody that gets in their way, they kill them. They murder them. And you gotta face it. This is what happens. If you allow someone to come in and take over your country, just like the, and this is why we have to stick with God. This is why we have to have God in our lives, you know, because he is the protector of our nation. And if we depend upon him totally and fully on the blood of Christ, then, you know, we will have his help and his power ruling and reigning with us. But if we forsake God and we turn away and go the way of, as just, I'll be blunt with you. We go the way of the Biden administration in the last 4 years of mutilating children and condoning homosexuality in every branch of the military and a branch of service in every area of the government, and it looked like Sodom and Gomorrah in the last 4 years of the Joe Biden administration. Sodom and Gomorrah. In fact, God will have to resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize if he doesn't judge things like this that our country was subjected to through the Biden administration. This was evil, folks, pure D evil. And we have to reject this kind of thing, and it can never happen again. Because if we allow this to creep into our country, and these Marxist Democrats to take over our country, and these Marxist communist people that are in office today, if we allow them to come in and take control of our lives, we will be subject to the judgment of God. You can bank on it. You can write it down. You can write down, thus saith the Lord. This is what's going to happen. If we allow this to creep in, like the devil himself, to come in and control our lives, this Antichrist party, called the Democratic Party, the Marxist Party, to come in and take over our lives and to allow this kind of Sodom and Gomorrah behavior to run rampant through our country, you can bank on it that we will be in judgment. Thus saith the Lord. And that is a fact. So we better have watch our P's and Q's and know exactly who we're voting for, because we could vote ourselves into the judgment of God. Well, that's it. That's our time for today. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to wake up. Help us to wake up and smell the coffee. God, forgive us, cleanse us, put us under the blood of Jesus Christ. Forgive us and let us be humbled before God. Let us get on our knees and say, God, forgive me, a sinner. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening and write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hanson says, study. Show yourself approved to God.